It is my honor to introduce our speaker this morning. For the Chinese version, you can read it on your bulletin. Reverend Dr. Benny Wong is the director of the Bilingual Chinese Evangelical Program and a professor of leadership formation at Gateway Seminary. Dr. Wong was born in Hong Kong and immigrated to Canada in 1978. He was saved in Canada and was called into full-time ministry in 1980, where he began pastoring in 1984. Dr. Wong received his Master of Divinity from China Evangelical Seminary in Taiwan in 1989, and from 1989 to 1983, he pastored the English Congregation Church of Edmonton, Chinese Alliance Church in Canada. In 1993, God led him to the Los Angeles, where he pastored the First Chinese Baptist Church of Los Angeles for over 30 years. Pastor Wong, I have to tell you that back in those times that the First Chinese Baptist Church in Los Angeles had an incredible youth ministry. I was one of those youth that was saved at one of your summer retreats. So thank you for that. It's an incredible ministry. After serving for 30 years, in 2001, Reverend Wong received his Doctor of Ministry degree from Golden Gate Baptist Theological Seminary, and from 2018 to 2022, he served as the President of the Chinese Baptist Association of United States and Canada. He has been married for over 38 years, and he enjoys cooking, he enjoys the violin, and playing the saxophone. Let's give a warm welcome to Reverend and Dr. Benny Wong. Also, I want to give a word of gratitude for Reverend Wing Tong for translating this morning. So.
Congratulations on your 40th anniversary. My prayer for you is that in the next 40 years, you can be even more instrumental in expanding God's kingdom. In order to be instrumental in expanding God's kingdom, let's think together a very important principle we learned from the book of Nehemiah. That is the fact that everyone participates. If you look at the text we have just read this morning,
如果你细心读今天我们所读的经文,
you understand is taken from chapter 1, but the passage that we will be talking throughout my sermon, my message, will be taken out from chapter 3.
我今天所重要的关注的经文在尼希米记第三章。
Because in this particular chapter, we have learned several important principles about everyone's participation.
在这段经文里头, 我们可以看到人人参与那个重要的功课。
You understand, this building project was huge.
我们要了解这个重建的工程是一个很重大的工程。
They were together as one to rebuild the city wall.
那以色列人都如同一人在哪里建立那个教圣殿。
Without applying these four principles, I don't think the job could have been finished.
应该是重建成墙，如果没有同一的心，他们不可能完成。
So first of all, we learn of this first principle. Don't let distance deter us from getting involved.
不要让距离阻止我们参与。
Now, I would like to show you this map.
让我们看看这个地图。
Now, the project, this rebuilding wall project, was taking place in the city of Jerusalem.
那个工程是在耶路撒冷。
But then if you pay attention to all the names and the places mentioned in chapter 3, you understand that many people came from various nearby cities.
那如果我们留心, 这里记载的人物里头, 记载他们都来自不同的城市的。
Some came as far as 50 miles away, Jericho.
有一些呢, 差不多有15里的就是耶利哥。
Some came from as far as 20 miles away.
有一些呢, 有20公里,
in those days, there were no Ubers.
那当时呢, 是没有 Uber,
traveling was not convenient.
那要走这么远的距离, 一点不容易啊。
And yet these people from all these places came to Jerusalem to participate in this project.
但是他们都跑来一同为重建城墙来努力。
I was thinking to myself, if I were living in Jericho at the time, I could have made excuse for myself.
那我想啊，如果我在当天生活，我在耶利哥，我来参与耶路撒冷建城墙的工作。
Oh, it's too far away. It's not convenient.
我会说，哎，这个太远了吧。
And we understand that this could have become a common excuse for not involving.
就很多人会把这个成为他们的借口。
And yet, it wasn't the case.
但是在当天的时候。
As I listened to Joanna's sharing and Byron, I heard about you. I remember when I came here to preach first time, I already heard of your names.
Now, 今天我们在从, Byron, 从 Joanne身上呢, 都学到一点功课。
I have learned that you drive very far from Orange County.
我知道呢, 你们都从很远的, 在城月,
What an example. Distance cannot deter you getting involved in this church. And I would like to challenge the rest of you. Some of you do not live close by, nearby.
我知道有一些你们住的来这里是比较远的。
Or can you, in order to expand God's kingdom,
为了扩展神的国度,
can you lay aside these challenges?
你可以放下那个挑战吗?
Do not let distance deter your involvement here.
不要让距离拦阻你来这里参与侍奉。
As a matter of fact, in digital age today, there are a lot of ministries that you can be a part of.
事实上呢, 在今天那个, 电子啊, 数码, 这个方面呢, 我们有很多的方法来参与。
You may not be here in person, perhaps, you know, you can still help out.
虽然你可能不在这个现场, 但是你还可以参与圣工的。
Some of you are in college, perhaps.
我想啊, 有一些可能在大学。
Now, when you move on to college, your schools may be far away from here.
那你到大学念书的时候, 你的学校可能来这个教会很远啊。
But don't let distance become a deterrent.
不要让那个距离拦阻你参与侍奉。
You can still serve God, you can still participate in building up of this church, expanding God's kingdom by doing something in your own dormitory.
但是你仍可以在你的, 居住的那个校学校的宿舍里头为主工作。
Let's also look at a few verses from the same chapter.
那我们再看几节的经文。
Look at chapter 3, verses 10, 23 and 29.
我们看第十节,23,29
May I ask Pastor Tong to read these verses in Chinese for us?
三章第十节,其次是哈路摩的儿子耶大雅对着自己的房屋受造。23,其次是便雅敏与哈俗对着自己的房屋受造。 二十九节，从马门往上，众祭司各对自己的房屋受造。
Now these verses have something in common.
这几节的经文都有一个共同点。
What do they have in common?
他们的共同点在哪里呢？
They participated in this building project.
他们都参与了那个建。
From where they were.
就在他们工作的地方参与了。
They made repairs opposite his house.
他们在他家的对面的地方就来工作了。
In front of their house.
就是在他家的前面。
Yeah, some of you maybe perhaps, you know, perhaps you're retired, perhaps driving at night is not convenient for you.
对于有些人说你已经退休了，晚上开车对你不方便。
And perhaps for whatever reason, you just cannot be here in person.
或者是有什么的原因，你不能够亲自来到教会的现场。
These are legitimate reasons.
实在是有原因。
But that cannot deter you from getting involved as well.
但是也不能拦阻你参与。
Because learning from these verses,Yes, there were people who came from other cities, but there were people also served, participated in this project where they were.
那我们从这个经文里头就看到，有一些人就在家门的附近就侍奉了。
Perhaps you can befriend your neighbors.
你可以成为你邻居的朋友。
You can be a powerful witness for Christ.
你可以成为基督的见证人。
Right at your own neighborhood.
就在你的邻居附。
As we continue to expand God's kingdom.
当我们来扩展神的国度的时候，
This church needs you to be an effective witness in your own neighborhood.
教会需要你成为你邻居的见证人。
Do you know the names of your neighbors?
你知道你的邻居叫什么名吗？
Can you do some love deed for your neighbors?
你可以为他们做一点爱心的工作吗？
Yes, there are health reasons, there are legitimate reasons that you cannot be here physically.
或者有一些健康的缘由，你不能来到这个教会。
But,That cannot deter you from getting involved.
但是也不是说你不可以参与教会的侍奉。
I would like to share with you one of the students that I accepted into our master program.
我想跟你分享，我们神学院收到一个神学生。
This is a student from Hong Kong.
是从香港来的。
When I interview her, she shared with me her own story.
当我跟他见面的时候，他和我分享这个故事。
She said, Pastor Wong, I am only in my early 30s.
王牧师，我不过是三十岁。
But the doctor has already given me a death sentence.
但是我的医生告诉我，我的死期快到。
I got a very rare type of cancer.
我有一个很特别的癌症。
On my right foot.
在我的右脚。
Foot cancer is kind of rare type of cancer.
那癌症在脚已经是不简单了，已经是非常罕见的了。
However, the cancerous spread very rapidly.
但是那个癌症还扩散得非常的快。
These cancers have already spread to my lung and my lymph node.
已经去到我的肺部和不同的淋巴。
So the doctors said there's no remedy. Sorry.
那医生告诉我没有救法了。
You only have 1 year to live.
你只有一年的命。
As I heard from my doctor,
当我听这些的时候
，She said, I did not become discouraged.
我不要灰心。
My life, the longevity of my life is in the hands of God.
我知道我的生命在神的手中。
But I want to live for Him every day.
我希望每天为他而活。
Physically, I cannot go too far.
我知道我
I cannot even attend my church service on a regular basis because of my infirmity. But across the street is a hospital. I can go to the hospital to befriend other cancer patients.
我可以去哪里向病人做见证?
As I do that, I look for opportunity to share the gospel.
当我去找机会去, 服侍上帝的时候,
and every day I have opportunity to tell people about Jesus.
每一天我都找到机会去传扬基督。
Praise the Lord, some came to know the Lord.
想不到呢, 真的有些人就相信耶稣了。
And I asked, you know, why do you need to study? Why do you enroll into this master program?
我就问他了, 你为什么要参加我们这个学士的训练呢?
Because I want to equip myself on a daily basis.
他说, 我希望就每天都能够装备自己,
so that I can be a better instrument for God.
所以呢,
Pastor Benny, honestly speaking, I don't even know if I can live next year.
王牧师啊，我根本不知道明年我还在不在。
I'll take it a day at a time.
每天就过一天了。
I just want to serve God. I want to participate in expanding His kingdom every day.
我就是希望每天来参与侍奉。
Don't let distance to deter us from getting involved.
不要让距离拦阻你侍奉上帝。
Number two principle we learn from here.
第二个, 原则,
be willing to work outside of our areas of strength.
就是愿意在我们的强项以外参与。
I want to show you this important chart.
那我想
Just in chapter 3 alone,
就在经文第三章里头呢,
different professions were mentioned.
那有不同的职分, 不同的人在不同的角色,
each of these professions has its own specialty.
每一个, 行业呢, 都有他不同的专才。
For example, the priest, their specialty was religious activity.
祭司他的主要的专才呢, 就在宗教礼仪上。
City officials, leadership, administration.
那个政府官员呢, 他的专才呢, 就在领导在行政。
Perfumer, fragrance, smell.
做香的就是 搞香料的咯。
Goldsmith, working with metals.
银匠就是打金做金属的。
Merchants, needless to say, they were experts in trading, sales.
商人呢, 他的专才就是贸易啊, 交易啊。
Now, each one of them came from a profession that has its own unique specialty.
每一个人都有自己的专才。
And yet all of these professionals, they roll up their sleeves to get involved in this dirty job, building project.
但是他们都把他们的手呢, 都, 手肘呢, 都拉起来就去工作了。
This is a very, very important principle we need to embrace.
这个是一个很重要的概念。
They could have said, well, constructing or this type of, you know, handiwork, dirty work, labor work is not my cup of tea.
你可以说, 诶, 这个不是我的专才啊。
They didn't do that.
但是他们没这样说。
They were all involved.
他们都来参与。
Now, dear brothers and sisters, this is a very important principle for us to remember.
那其实这个也是一个重要的功课我们要学习的。
As you join the pastors and leaders of this church to expand God's kingdom in the future,
但我们跟这里的牧师跟这里的领导人去参与教会的服事。
Perhaps there's a direction you would say to yourself, well, it's not my cup of tea.
那可能他们有一些说法，有一些指示，你可能说这个不是我的专才啊。
Perhaps they think that, you know, this children ministry should be the priority in the next 10 years.
他们可能说，我们的儿童工作是我们一个侍奉的方向。
Don't say, well, it's not my cup of tea. I'm not going to involve.
那你不可以说，这个不是我的专才吧。
Even though, you know, English language is not your primary language, you can still get involved.
甚至你说我的英语不行啊，但是你也可以参与一点。
Even though you have no experience in children ministry, you can still get involved by praying.
你甚至说，我没有参与过这个事工，但是你还可以祷告啊。
If you can do that, you can bring a lot of blessings to others.
当你这样参与的时候，你为教会带来祝福。
Let me share with you one of my personal stories.
那让我分享我一个的故事。
I thank God for the students that are under my care.
我感谢神有这样一个我的学生。
Gateway Seminary currently has 2,000 students.
在那个Gateway 的神学院里头，我们有2,000个学生。
200 of them are under my care. They are Chinese speaking.Seminary students.
有200个是中国人。
About 50 of them live in Los Angeles.
我来关照他们，有大概呢相当一部分在洛杉矶住的。
As I care for them, I have learned that over 60% of them have financial pressure.
我知道了他们有超过60%。他们有经济上的困难。
Many of them are young families.
可能他们是刚刚结婚啊。
In their late 30s.
大概30多来岁啊。
Or early 40s.
40岁啊。
They resign from their professional jobs in order to come to seminary for training.
他们把他们的工作放下来神学院念书。
So,Because there's no more income, that creates financial pressure.
因为呢，他们要放下自己的专业，那成为他们经济上一个负担。
Show you one of the pictures of my students.
那这个就是一个图画，是他们。
As I interact with my students,
当我来关顾他们的时候
，I felt urged to encourage them in every possible way.
我心里头就有一个负担，在每一个方面来鼓励他们。
So last year was my first year being in the seminary.
去年是我最后一年在神学院工作。
Was my first year.
那是第一年。
Last year was my first year being in seminary.
是去年是我第一年在这个神学院这一方面来工作。
So when October came along, I thought to myself.
当大概十月的时候，我就自己想了。
Well, Christmas is just around the corner.
圣诞节就要了。
Well, in order to encourage my students, why don't we, you know, think of some meaningful Christmas presents for these students?
为何不想一想？给一些圣诞礼物给我的同学们呢
？So I talked to my previous church.
那我就跟我以前服事的教会联络。
I said to the Chinese-speaking pastor, Pastor Lee.
我跟那个李牧师商量了。
Well, why don't we, you know, prepare 50 presents for these seminary students?
好不好？我们准备50份礼物
，something that can be meaningful and encouraging to these students，
就是能够给这些同学有鼓励了。
And he was very creative, so he helped me to come up with these items.
那他是蛮有创意的，他就想了这些办法
：toothpaste，
牙膏
，body wash。
冲凉液
洗澡 coffee
咖啡
a microwavable glassware，
一些容器是可以放那个微波炉的
a durable tote bag，
有一些可以拉的袋
a Christmas card as well as a 99 Ranch Market gift card， that's important，
有一些99 cents 的一些礼物卡，还有圣诞卡，
大华超市，
大华超市的。
So we wrap them in a big box like this.
我们呢就把它包起来，成为一个大礼包。
The week before Christmas.
在圣诞节还没到以前。
It was the exam week, and yet you know several students, maybe half of them were able to come to this lunch.
有一些同学呢就没办法来。
So I gave out, you know, these presents to these students.
那在他们来的时候，我就给他这些礼物了。
They were very happy.
他们都很开心。
Some were not there, so we delivered the presents to their houses.
有一些没来的，我就把礼物送到他家。
That evening, I received a text from one of the students.
在那个晚上，我收到一个同学的短信。
This is what she said in a text.
她是这样写的。
She said, Pastor Benny, thank you so much because the present means a lot to me.
她说那个礼物王牧师对我来说太重要了。
It's amazing. God uses this present to encourage me.
实在太神奇了，神用这个礼物来鼓励我。
Because the last 2 weeks, I was so busy in writing...final term papers.
在过去两个礼拜，我在拼命的写功课
，preparing exams，
准备考试。
I was so busy.
我实在太忙了。
I did not have time to go out to shop.
我没有时间去购物。
As a matter of fact, I ran out toothpaste.
我实在就没有牙膏了。
I also ran out body wash.
我也没有洗澡的意。
And I stay up late almost every day. I need a coffee badly.
我这么多晚没睡好，我实在需要咖啡。
The most amazing thing is about my only microwavable glassware.
那个特别的那个瓶可以用微波炉的很合用。
I broke it several days ago.
因为我已经把以前的打破了。
God is amazing.
神实在太奇妙了。
God uses meaningful gift to show me that He loves me.
神用这些礼物来告诉我他实在爱我。
As I look at the text.
当我看那个文字的时候
I thank God for His wonderful encouragement.
我感谢上帝给我这样的鼓励。
Allow me to share with you from the bottom of my heart.
我愿意从我心底里向你们说这些话。
Caring for people is not my cup of tea.
照顾人家其实不是我的专长。
I've done spiritual gift inventory multiple times.
我用不同的方法来检视我的属灵恩赐。
The top three, the top five, none of these is caring.
头三项、头五项都不是照顾别人。
I could have made an excuse by saying, God, you call me to teach here, but caring is not my cup of tea.
你可以对神说哎，神叫我来这里是教导的不是去看顾人家
I thank God for encouraging me to do something that is beyond my cup of tea
我谢谢上帝给我这个特别的机会做一点超越我专才的
And I challenge you to do the same
我挑战你也去做同样的事
So that this church can become more instrumental in expanding God's kingdom.
以致神的教会能够更大的服侍他，更好的服侍他。
Number three principle: don't follow the example of those who don't participate.
不要让不好的榜样停止我们参与。
Now, please look at 3:27.
我们看经文第三章二十七节。
Next to him, the Tekoites made repairs to another section from a point opposite the great tower that juts out as far as the wall of Ophel.
其次是提哥雅人又收一段那对着那突出的来的大流，直到俄非勒的长。
Now, Old Testament scholars remind us that out of all these workers for the project,
在旧约里头的经文，那里提醒我们，
there were three groups of people who went above and beyond.
有三类人呢，他做的工作是超出自己本分的。
Each group was assigned for a specific section.
每一个人呢都有特别的工程的工。
But there were three groups of people who did above and beyond.
但是有三类人呢，他们超出他们工作的范围。
One of these three groups happened to be Tekoites.
其中一个呢就是提哥雅人。
That's why the text says the Tekoites made repairs to another section. Underline the word another.
他们又收一段，又收就表示他们的工作超出他们本分了。
They were only given one section, but they did another section.
他们本分的十一段，但是他们又做第二段了。
Now this is very significant because it tells us that the Tekoites, they were very, very involved in this hard labor.
那就说明提哥雅人呢他们是很用心的去参与。
But if you look at the same chapter, verse 5,
那如果我们看同一章经文第五节，
it says, Moreover, next to him, the Tekoites made repairs, but their nobles did not support the work of their masters.
其次是提哥雅人收造，但他们的贵胄不用肩担他们主的工作。
Now the word masters refer to their work supervisor. So, as far as the project, there were supervisors who designate different a group of people to do a different section of the rebuilding.
他们的贵胄指的就是那些监工，他们没有做他们的本分。
他们的主哈、their masters 哈、meant their supervisors.
他们是监督了。
So just pay attention to the word in Mandarin is 主哈、it doesn't refer to anybody else but their supervisor for the building project.
他们是监督。
Now, when you look at here, you realize the nobles were not involved.
他们却不去参与。
The nobles were the ones people respect.
那你既然他们是做监督的，当然他们是受人尊重的。
Even though the Tekoites, they were above and beyond. And yet, out of these same group of people, some of them were not involved.
那我们看到提哥亚人很用心的参与，但是那些做监督的竟然不参与。
That was the picture.
这个就是这个图画了。
That may be true in every church.
其实在我们教会里头，每一个教会里头可能都有会有这个情况。
Maybe there's a project that most people are involved, but...Most of the time, we always see a small group of people who don't want to get involved.
可能在教会里头有一些服事，我们人人都来参与的，可是就有一批小小的人，他们不参与。
Perhaps the church is focusing on a brick building project. Most people are involved, and yet some people are not involved, like the nobles here in this text.
可能教会做一个反思的工作，就是把教会变得更好。那其实有一些人呢，就好像这里的监督一样，不参与。
Brothers and sisters, this is a reality we see.
这个就是那个现实的情况。
Do not stop participating because some of the people you respect do not get involved.
那不要认为有一些你所敬重的人不参与而灰心。
Perhaps they were your mentors or your group leaders.
可能他们是教会的一些领袖，可能是你的老师啊。
Perhaps they were the ones who led you to Christ.
或者是他带领你信耶稣的。
But for some reason, when most people are involved, they don't want to be involved.
就是在这个情况，很多人都参与了，但他却不参与了。
May we take this seriously to our hearts?
我们可以把这个放在我们心里头吗？
Don't stop participating because the people you used to look up to do not participate.
不要认为他们的不参与而拦阻你不参与了。
Principle number four.
第四个原则。
Involve your family.
让你的家人参与。
If you look at verse 12.
经文第十二节。
Next to him, Shalom, the son of Halohash.The official of half of the district of Jerusalem made repairs. He and his daughters.
其次是管理耶路撒冷那一半哈罗黑的儿子沙龙和他的女儿们受
教。 Now you have to understand the background.
你要知道这个经文的背景。
In those days, only men were involved in construction projects.
在那个年代呢，一般都是男人在工作。
And here we see daughters, female, involved.
但是这里呢，我们却看到他们的女儿也参与了。
It's not just one daughter, but plural daughters.
这里不是一个，而是几个。
This is a very important principle for us to observe.
这个也是一个重要的原则。
If your church has determined a direction to go in the next 40 years,
如果我们教会有一个方向去一起走了，
It's not just the adults.To participate.
不单那个年长的，那是成年人来参与。
We have to involve the next generation to be part of the project.
我们也要让我们年轻的一代也来参与。
If it's a building project, don't think that it's only the adults' business and leave out the children.
如果是一个建扩展的工程，不要只是成年人才参与，连那个年少的青年人也应该参与。
If it's a community project, don't leave out the younger generation.
如果是一个社区的工作，让我们的少年人也一同参与。
Even if it's a mission project, do not leave out your children.
甚至是我们的一个宣教的工作，也不要让我们的儿童
没有参与。Before I left my pastorate, I encouraged my congregation.I introduce a word that cannot found in a dictionary to my congregation.
我在我以前的教会，我就挑战他们找一个在字典里头找不到的字。
I came up with this word, miscation.
我找到这个字 miscation.
It's a combination of missions and vacation.
就是跟宣教。跟假期两个字联合起来。
Most of our families go out for vacation.
我们很多人都会有假期。
I challenge our families, if you go for vacation for 10 days, can you use 3 out of 10 days to do missions work?
那我挑战我们的家庭，如果你有十天的假期，你可以拿三天来做宣教的工作吗？
If you go to anywhere in the world these days, you can find missionaries serving in the local field in different ways.
你跑到世界各处，你也可以找到宣教士在哪里服侍别人。
A tangible example I can use is this.
有一个例子可以用的。
A lot of missionaries are very lonely.
有很多的宣教士他们是非常孤单。
Perhaps you can rally your entire family to do something meaningful for the local missionaries.
你可以让你的全家来参与一个帮助宣教士的工作。
You can say, missionaries, you, wife and husband, you go out for 2 or 3 days retreat.We will take care of your children.
譬如说，我可以跟宣教士说，哎，宣教士们啊，你做丈夫的，做太太的，你们可以出去做你们想做的工作，我们帮你照顾你的小孩。
Some of my church members did that, and the missionaries were very blessed.
我本身教会的有些弟兄姊妹做了这个工作，宣教士也非常的得帮助得鼓励。
Involve your family to participate.
要用你全家一起来参与。
Why do I preach on everyone's participation today?
我为何要讲人人参与这个题目呢？
Because this topic is crucial about.The next 10, 20, 30, 40 years of your church.
因为这个方向呢，对我们的教会未来十年、二十年都是非常重要的。
Because there's a direct relationship between everyone's participation and church growth.
因为在教会发展跟人人参与是有直接的关系的。
You must have heard of this formula, 20-80 formula.
你可能听过那个 20-80 的 formula 20-80
A lot of work or ministry are only done by 20% of our congregation
有很多教会的施工其实是 20% 的人在做工
The rest 80% they usually sit on the sideline without participating
80% 的人只在旁边观看
If you want to become more instrumental in expanding God's kingdom,
如果我们能够成为神的工具，扩展神的工作
you need to take this passage seriously. Everyone must participate in different capacity.
你一定要认真地看这一段经文，成为你的功课，让每一个人都来参与。
Now, if you are from Hong Kong, you understand in Hong Kong these days, churches are declining.
那如果你从香港来，你知道香港现在的教会是下落的，低落。
A lot of churches are without pastors.
有很多教会没有牧师。
A lot of churches are aging.
有很多教会已经年老了。
Most churches do not have a lot of young people.
有很多教会没有很多的年轻人。
Most of the churches are not growing.
很多的教会没有成长。
And yet, out of this picture, there are a few churches that are thriving.
但是有一些教会还是在成长当中的。
One of the reasons?
其中一个原因。
Because most of their people participate.
因为每一个人都来参与。
In closing, let me share with you 2 churches in Hong Kong.
那让我和你分享两个在香港的教会。
First of all is Saddleback Church Hong Kong.
马鞍峰香港教会。
This church was established 10 years ago as a satellite church from the Saddleback here in Lake Forest.
是在这里的马鞍峰教会一个分堂在香港。
10 years ago, they started with 30-40 people.
十年之前大概30个人开始。
Today, they are running 1,700.
但是现在呢，已经有1,700人了。
I was able to work very closely to this church since I became a Gateway Chinese and English Bilingual Program Director.
在我过去参与 Gateway 神学院教育的时候，我就一直有留意这个教会。
I visited multiple times.
甚至去几次探望他们。
What impressed me the most is their participation percentage.
最令我印象深刻的就是教会每一个人都参与。
You see, this church is filled with young people.
这个教会是充满年轻人的。
What impressed me the most is every time when the senior pastor shared with them the direction for the next 2 or 3 years, the greater majority of our congregation participate.
就是每一次教会的牧师分享教会前面两三年的目标方向的时候，教会里头基本上每一个人都参与在其中。
When the pastor said, we need to initiate a special ministry, we call it special ed ministry for special ed children.
牧师就提出了要一个特别的教育为儿童的。
特殊儿童。
特殊儿童的一个特别的。
And a lot of people step up to participate.
就有很多的人来参与。
Even though their children are healthy, they step up to help.
甚至那些没什么残疾的也来参与。
And the rest introduce their friends who have special ed children to church.
有一些人呢，就把他们所认识的有残疾、有需要的人带到教会里头。
Another example, the pastor said, well,We want our church, 15% of our brothers and sisters, to receive solid theological training. Even though they are lay leaders, we want 15% of our people to receive formal theological training.
教会又提出了，又要教会15%的人受到专业的神学训练。
We partner with Gateway Seminary.To launch this master program for lay leaders.
我们跟Gateway 神学院联合起来，让他们接受专业的训练。
And people respond.
那弟兄姊妹就回应了。
5 years ago, they sent 28 students to our seminary.
这过去5年前把28个人送来。
They were working people.They are still professional working people.
他们是专业人士，他们其实还是在工作。
They have young families.
他们都有家庭。
They have to pay out of their own pocket.
他们要拿出掏腰包来支付。
Why?
为何这样参与呢？
Because they believe in the vision.
因为他们相信那个意向。
They believe the mission spelled out.And explained by the pastor.
那个意向已经由牧师说出来了。
They believe that if the church members, if 15% of the members have solid training theologically, the church will continue to thrive even more in the years to come.
他们确信，就是如牧师所说的，15%的人能够受到专业的训练呢，教会就能够成长起来。
5 years ago, we began with the first batch of students.
5年前，我们收到第一批的学生。
And in the subsequent years, every year, this is the fifth year, they continue to send 20, 30 students. This year, 30-some students have.Apply and accepted by Gateway Seminary.
那每一年他们都送20，有时30，每一年都这样加上去。
This is the students this year. We just accepted these students last December.
在过去12月的时候，我们就收到这一批学生了。
Those who do not, enroll into this program, they continue to show their support by praying and supporting these students.
但是那些没参与的，他们也用祷告来支持。
And I am very grateful to hear that even Filipino domestic workers, they also participate.
甚至那些菲律宾的工人，是打佣工的，他们也来参与。
In Hong Kong, there are as many as 400,000 Filipino domestic workers.
香港啊，大概有400,000。
The last several years, almost 100 came to faith and started to attend this church.
有400,000菲律宾佣工在参与工作，在过去一年就有100个。这些工人信主了。
They also subscribe to this direction, this vision from the church.
他们也参与这个异象的事工。
Even though it's not, they don't know Cantonese that well, they commit themselves to participate in this direction.
虽然他们不懂广东话，但是他们也参与了。
Perhaps I should stop here because of time. But I just want to share with you there's a close relationship between everyone's participation and church growth.
为这时间的关系，我想我大概应该停在这里了。但是我想强调的是人人参与在教会增长里头一个重要的关系。
When your pastors, when your pastoral staff and deacons, elders determine a direction for the next 10 years, 20 years, follow and participate.
当教会领袖们指出那个方向，我们就要跟随。
Let's pray.
让我们同心献上祷告。
Father, please help us to take what we have learned from Nehemiah 3. Seriously.
主啊，让我们从今天所学的尼希米记第三章，认真的学习。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉主耶稣基督圣名祈求。
Amen. Amen.